I first had a chance to meet Don Martin probably about a year ago, maybe not quite that long. Do you know? Let me turn your microphone on. Maybe you know the exact date.
Not the exact date, but it was over this past summer.
Yeah.
When I was with Penn State.
Yeah, and that's right. So it was during the Penn State Readiness Institute. And I remember thinking, I like this person. I hope I get a chance. We always, anytime we have teens come through, it's on 17, we do all we can to encourage you to come back. And I remember thinking, I sure hope Don comes back, and you did, and I'm glad for it. Don is 17. You just graduated
from
Passport Academy Charter School. I know you a little bit, but people listening don't. How would you describe yourself, some of your passions, your joys, things, your hopes?
I would say I am confident, smart, strong, authentic. I love jazz, older music. That's what I studied at Kappa. I was there from 6th to 11th grade, and I studied vocal music, and I left and went to Passport so I could graduate early. I just graduated last week, or the week before last, the 14th of January, and I just like being myself. I like being free, you know. I like learning from life, and that's how I learn, through my poetry.
With music and poetry and your creative spirit, do you have a sense of what you want to do now that you've graduated?
I really want to do everything. I want to explore entertainment. I was in a theater company since 2021, Alumni Theater Company, and I want to do the arts. I want to sing. I want to act. I want to do poetry. Anything that I can do that's meant for me, you know.
How do you think the opportunities are in our area for those things? I mean, Alumni Theater Company, great. It's mm-hmm. there. It's good that Passport was here to support your graduating early. I know that sometimes people feel they need to leave the city to get opportunities. And while I understand that, I'm always hopeful that people have a choice, that they
right.
can find the opportunities here. Have you been able to, and is your outlook pretty good for finding them here?
I feel as though my outlook is pretty good. Everything that I've done, I found on my own. I was a extra in a movie called Godless Children, and it filmed at Kelly-O's, you know, independent film, low budget, but it was something fun that I got to do. And I was also, you know, doing shows. So there are a lot of opportunities in Pittsburgh, but for me personally, I have to look a little broader than Pittsburgh sometimes.
And that's true, probably. You're not alone in saying that, but I know particularly in looking at the arts, that can be the case too. It's so good that Alumni Theater Company is here as a resource. So you entered your writing in this competition called Envisioning a Just Pittsburgh, and your entry was selected. It's going to be on display starting February 19th at
yes.
the August Wilson Cultural Center. That's pretty exciting. Tell me a bit how that all came about, how it came to pass that you even entered it.
Well, you know me, I was looking on my search for opportunities in Pittsburgh and around me. And at the time, I was doing an internship at the Carnegie Library. And I was talking to my manager, and she was just letting me know about all of the opportunities around me and that involve their company. So I just submitted my poem, and I actually wrote it on the spot, and I just submitted it.
Wow. So you, when you say you wrote it on the spot, you mean you sat down, wrote it?
As soon as I saw the application, saw the prompt, I felt inspired. I don't know. It just, the mood struck me to write. So I did.
That's wonderful. I can think of exactly one time in my entire life that I did that with writing. Normally, I want to go back and make changes and sleep on it and write more. And everybody has different methods. But it's really, have you done that before with other writing?
Yes. But I feel as though nothing is perfect. So you really just have to, like, do what feels right in your artistry. Like, everybody's artistry is different. So you really should do what feels right. And you want to change it, or I should have said this, or I should have said that, or I don't know why I just mixed that word with that, but art is art. It's imperfect. It's human. That's what makes it art, because it's imperfect and other people can relate to it.
That's a great perspective to bring. This is Dawn Martin, who is 17. She's going to share her poem in just a little bit. A couple weeks ago, she graduated early from Passport Academy Charter School. She lives in Homewood, and as you can hear, she is an artist who's well grounded in who she is. Do you want to tell us a little bit about the poem before sharing it, or do you want to just go right into it?
I just want to give a quick little, you know, looking back, I didn't realize how strong it was and how quick I wrote it. It didn't feel like this might win or this might be the best or, you know, but it, after looking at it over time and sitting with it, I felt that I loved it. So let me just share it.
Isn't that interesting, the way writing and other creative works can age such that your relationship with it is different than when you first created it? I find that fascinating.
It
the bond you have with it grows stronger over time.
It does. Without any further ado, this is called Safe Space. Built in a glorified man's name, a place to take shelter and remain. Here lies the secrets of the past, promises of dim and beautiful futures. So like a vulture, you pick through the tales of old families and democracy, an extended, prolonged summary of the injustices we face. So when we build up a historic state, you laugh and mock us in our face by stealing what little we have left from our ancestors' faith. I go back to a place where I feel comfortable and safe, surrounded by people who are easy to conversate. Some call it the COP, others call it Free to the People, but most know it as the Carnegie Library of Pittsburgh.
Wow. It is, I'll bet the library, what was their reaction for the...
Well, I don't know. I just got an email a couple days before Christmas, and I was let know, like, your poem's going on display if you choose to accept. So I accept it.
That's terrific. And we've, envisioning a Just Pittsburgh is the name of the competition. And libraries are really one of the remaining equalizers in our society, where everybody's the same, everybody has equal access. Maybe mass transit would be the other, although mass transit, try as it might, is not quite available for each and every person.
Not as often as it used to be.
Now, tell me about your experiences at the library.
I have great experiences. Like I said, I did a detained internship at the library downtown. And from there, my relationship with the library has grown. And it's just been a great experience. Honestly, it's calm. It's, like you said, equal. Like, no one is above anyone, even if it's like a manager or general manager. It doesn't feel that way. It feels like a safe space, you know? And there is so much history and knowledge within libraries that you can go through, you could look up your lineage, old families, or you could look up old history, democracy, you know? So there's so many things that are in a library, and that's why I appreciate it so much.
Dawn, you mentioned the term safe space, and lots of people hear that term, and they might be wondering, what? You know, and not certain people, and especially adults might be wondering, is it simply a place where there are no guns or there are no drugs? But it's well beyond those things. And I wonder if you could explain a little bit what a safe space is to you.
Yes. A safe space is a place where you can go, where you don't have to worry about being judged, where you don't have to worry about being teased or mocked. And it's a place where you have people who can help guide you in the right direction, in the right way. And even if you wanna build a business, you know, you could ask your librarian to have a meeting with you about that. There's so many different ways that the library can help you copy, print, you know, but a safe space is a place where you don't have to perform or be anything that you're not. You're just you. You're safe.
What a great way of describing that. And everybody wants safe spaces. Mm-hmm. And I think we sometimes don't realize how we are all equipped to provide those spaces for others. Part of it is to treat people the way you would want to be treated, but also to just take a minute and think about how what you may do is going to cause somebody else to feel, and to take a second and think. Even sometimes you're going to err on the side of extreme caution,
right?
But it's a good thing to do. Do you find yourself acting in certain ways to make sure that you're creating a safe space when you're part of that space?
Yes. Even when I'm not a part of that space, even in my day-to-day life, I feel as though it's necessary to be cautious of how you make other people feel, how you feel, and making sure that you don't make someone feel how you don't want to feel. And by that I mean, just do what you would want done to you. Say what you would want said to you. And that's why I feel like the arts and my poetry helps heal people, because when you listen to music or poetry or even jazz, you feel a certain way, and it helps you calm and soothe and things of that nature.
Yeah, it's really transformative. Do you play musical instruments at all, or sing?
No, I only sing. If I'm being quite honest, I really don't know how to read music. That's why jazz is my favorite genre, because you can improv, and it's about feeling and emotion and things like that. So jazz is definitely my favorite by far.
Do you have any? You mentioned liking older jazz. Mm-hmm. Miles Davis happens to be playing in the background
Yes.
right now. Do you have any artists that you?
Yes, absolutely. I love Ella Fitzgerald. She's one of my favorites because of her improvisation.
Yes.
And that she never did a song the same twice. And I feel like that's what's missing. And also Billie Holiday. I love Billie Holiday, Miss Lady. And There's just so many other people, Sarah Vaughn. Those people are foundational in my artistry.
Probably Carmen McRae. Do you know Carmen McRae?
No, I'm not familiar with Carmen.
You would like Carmen McRae.
Yes.
And you mentioned Sarah Vaughn, sassy mm-hmm. Sarah Vaughn. Mm-hmm. Those are great examples of absolutely wonderful artists. I'm glad you thought of those. Have you thought about, can you scat? I'm not now, not this second. But.
No, I feel like a modern version, but it's not quite like how they did it. So
yeah, they're amazing. Every time I hear people sing that way, and they're men who do it quite well mm-hmm. too, it's like, how are they doing that? Should I learn to do it?
It is definitely fun. Like, it's fun. It's emotion. It's music. You know, whatever you want to feel, you're going to feel in a jazz or blues song.
Well, it's really lovely to get to know you better. We just have another minute or two. Is there anything else you'd like to say that I didn't give you a chance to, or that you want to talk about?
I just want to say thank you for this opportunity, for the chance to present my work and the chance to broaden my audience. It's been a very great pleasure, great time talking to you. This space is amazing. Listen to SOB Radio on youthexpress.com.
Oh, you're great. I was looking to see if I have something by Ella here. Indeed, I have the perfect song by Ella Fitzgerald for us. Do you want to just introduce, here's Ella Fitzgerald?
Absolutely. Ella Fitzgerald, the original, the icon, the matriarch, the mother.
As introduced by Don Martin. And this is the song of the day. Classic Ella.
Oh, the weather outside is frightful, but the fire is so delightful.